This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Democratic state lawmakers plan to introduce a bill that would regulate rent prices for lots at mobile home parks in Colorado. The proposal would limit increases in mobile home lot rents to at most 3% a year. It also could provide tens of millions of dollars to help residents buy parks from landlots and give city governments more leverage to purchase parks too. The record high numbers of Coloradans infected with the Omicron variant are starting to drop. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
State epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy says Colorado's percent of positive COVID-19 tests was nearly 30% last week, but it's now dropped to 26%.
While we're starting to see improvements here, and we believe we've turned a corner on our Omicron surge, there continues to be high levels of transmission.
COVID-19 hospitalizations seem to have plateaued at fewer than 1,700 patients, about 200 less than the pandemic record. The state says an unvaccinated person is 46 times more likely to be hospitalized than someone who is vaccinated and boosted. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
President Biden has nominated Magistrate Judge Nina Nguyen Wong to serve a lifetime appointment as a district judge in Colorado's federal court. If confirmed, Wong will fill the seat being vacated by Judge Christine Arguello, who is stepping down later this year. Wong is a Taiwanese immigrant who has served as a magistrate judge since 2015. She is the former president of the Asian Pacific American Bar Association of Colorado. Her nomination now goes to the Senate Judiciary Committee. You're listening to CPR and KRCC. Please stay warm out there and watch out for icy roads because it is really cold across most of Colorado and there's a chance of snow across much of the state today. In Denver right now, it is 22 degrees and very foggy.